want you to send me. There's a flood in my basement. Send me some help.
Try again, 'cause you're my best friend, my best friend, my best friend. to do this song in honor of a woman who's going to be here on Tuesday. Most of you know that you need to be here on the 4th of July, right? Okay, I'm just checking. We dedicate this song to her because it is her song. She comes all the way from New Orleans to be here. Has a club right down on Bourbon Street that got washed out and is back in shape now. And she's touring around this summer. I hope she don't mind if I do her golden tune. This goes out to Irma Thomas. I left home early one morning against my father's will. This town was too small for me, and my life was standing so still. Turn around, not gonna turn around this time. This town might seem too large and lonely. It's really, really scary when you're looking down. Oh, seems like everything I do goes wrong. Oh, I'm gonna have to make my way.
Nation.
Thank you.
You have just heard the Northwest Guitar Goddesses, and yes, they are goddesses. We heard from Alice Stewart and Nicole Fortner, and they were absolutely fabulous, weren't they, Bill?
They played some blues today.
Yeah, they got down to the blues.
Yes,
now,
they did.
That's why we're here at the 19th Annual Waterfront Blues Festival to raise money for the Oregon Food Bank.
That's correct, and folks, it's filling up out here. I mean, it's like we turned around and all of a sudden the whole place is full, you know, but there's still room, so come on down.
Come on down. You want to hear the best blues in town? I can't think of any place else you'd want to be today. What's going to be coming up next?
Well, right now we have Northwest Women in R&B Honor the Divas, and this is a show that local guitarist Sonny Hess has put together, and it's going to take you on a musical journey beginning in the 1920s with the music of Ma Rainey, Bessie Smith, Big Mama Thornton, Billie Holiday, Janis Joplin, and Lady Cat, Lisa Mann, or a few of the artists. And they're also going to do tunes by Marianne Mayfield, the late Marianne Mayfield,
yeah,
and the late Paulette Davis. So.
Oh, man, it's going to get hot here, and we're not talking the weather, are we?
No, we're not. No, Sonny's really been great about putting these kind of shows together, so this will be a real treat, folks.
And you want to talk about community. Look at the community that's turned out today to support the Oregon Food Bank.
Yeah.
It's absolutely fabulous to see so many people dedicated to stamping out hunger in our lifetime.
That's correct. And if you come down here and put a small donation in and bring a couple cans of food, you're going to help some hungry folks out that are in need.
And we've got folks right living in our community today that need the help that the Oregon Food Bank provides. And we're so appreciative of all of you being here.
There's no excuse for anybody being hungry in this country, and this is one way they're helping out. And I'm sure they'll break the record again this year, just like they do every year.
It's wonderful to be a part of all this.
Yes, it is.
I want to also let you know there's going to be an interview coming up very shortly. Brianna Winterborn, she's the events coordinator for the Oregon Food Banks.
Good.
And Milton Sanchez, he's the Spanish News Collective at KBOO.
Uh-huh.
And they're going to be talking about Latino in blues. Is there a connection? Of course there
is. Yeah, there is.
Of course, there's no question about that. So that's what they're going to be talking about.
Everybody's got the blues, and it moves everybody. That's a fact.
It's been great, and come on down. Come on down and join the crowd that's going to stamp out hunger in our lifetime in Oregon.
Let's do it.
All right.
De aquí de la radio comunitaria de Portland, mi nombre es Milton Jesús Sánchez y le voy a presentar a mi compañera Brianna Wittenborn. ¿Qué tal? ¿Cómo estás, Brianna?
Muy bien. Buenas tardes a todos.
Bien, vamos a hablar rápidamente en unos pequeños espacios de este de esta programación del evento del Festival de Blues acerca del Banco de Comida de Oregon, quien está siendo patrocinador y el principal productor de este evento que se está llevando a cabo desde el 30 de junio y finalizará el 4 de julio. Oye, Brianna, sabemos que este evento, bueno, aparte de toda la importancia que tiene del Festival de Blues de los más grandes del oeste, tiene 4 escenarios, tiene 100 presentaciones, tiene cruceros por el río, tiene juegos de luces, pirotécnicas hasta el 4 de julio. ¿Cuál ha sido tu experiencia el estar aquí dentro del Banco de Comida de Oregon?
Es un muy buen evento, espectáculo aquí. Hay buen tiempo, hay gente de todas edades aquí, hay niños y jóvenes y adultos, y hay actividades y músico y baile y comida para todos.
Bien, ¿tú crees que aquí en el estado de Oregon, aparte de que haya campos fértiles, así como para sustentar una buena economía basada en la agricultura, haya necesidad de crear este tipo de bancos para los niños que no tienen algo que comer?
Sí, y la pregunta en inglés es, why in Oregon, where we have so much agriculture and food grown here, why is there a problem of hunger? And basically it's because the jobs, many of the jobs we have, don't pay enough to pay for basic needs such as food, heating, transportation, medical, and housing. Entonces, en español es porque los ingresos anuales no son suficientes para pagar para los básicos, una casa, un apartamento, comida, medicina y transportación. No hay suficiente dinero para una familia pagar para todos.
¿Crees que este tipo de este fenómeno de hambre se puede erradicar en pocos años? Es decir, que se pueda finalizar con esta implementación de programas. Y bueno, mi segunda pregunta va a ser de que si se afecta solamente a diferentes sectores de la nacionalidad, como a los hispanos o los de raza, diferentes razas.
So first, is it possible to address, to get rid of hunger, to alleviate it? And in English, yes, it is possible. We have a plan of 40 points of getting alleviating hunger, and we work on, we choose three of them per year to work on, and in fact, hunger has gone down in Oregon. Sí, es posible combatir el hambre, sí. Nosotros no necesitamos vecinos que tienen hambre. Entonces, y nosotros tenemos un plan para eso. Y sí,
¿Sobre qué sectores se verían más beneficiarios?
Especialmente los niños. Casi 40% son niños que recibir comida del Banco de Comida de Oregon. Y los niños especialmente necesitan suficiente alimentación. Los niños que no tienen comida suficiente tienen más enfermedades, faltan más días de la escuela, tienen más dificultades para aprender. Y especialmente los niños abajo de 3 años, ellos sin alimentación suficiente puede tener salud débil toda la vida.
Sí, entonces los primeros años de la alimentación es sumamente básica.
Sí.
Quiere decir que las estadísticas del estado de Oregon señalan que cada mes 72 mil niños del estado de Oregon comen alimentos de una caja de alimentos emergente.
Sí.
Así como de urgencia.
Sí. Sí.
Y eso es preocupable, ¿no?
Sí, sí, es un problema grande y el gobernador está trabajando en este asunto también.
Qué bueno. Bueno, entonces sería nuestro mensaje en español para toda nuestra gente hispana, sería que vinieran también a apoyar a este festival de blues.
Sí.
No solamente dijimos que son para jóvenes, no es para niños, no es para adultos, no es para géneros de raza, ni para mayores, ni menores, ni hombres, ni mujeres, para todo mundo.
Sí.
Entonces que vinieran a aportar una generosa donación de $8, sí, más dos latas de comida.
Sí. Y hay unas bandas esta tarde que son para jóvenes, especialmente Electric Shades of Blue y Buckwheat Zydeco. Hay un lugar para bailar y todo. Hay un piso.
Perfecto. Entonces sí, estamos invitándoos a todos ustedes, amigos y amigas, chavos y chavas, rockeros y no rockeros, blues y no blues, que se vengan aquí a escuchar a Waterfront Park, a todo este tipo de bandas que somos una comunidad donde estamos estamos interesados en alimentar a toda nuestra niñez. ¿Sí?
Sí.
Bueno, ¿tu final mensaje?
Es vengan para ver el sol, el río y disfrutar la música.
Yo creo que no hay problema de transporte, no hay problema de seguridad, el alcohol controlado está demasiado bien, la gente en el río está disfrutando una veraniega tarde hoy, así es que estamos esperándolos a todo el mundo que se vengan para acá, amigos y amigas. Si quieren tener algún mensaje hacia Radio KBU, déjenos en nuestro espacio en la cabina al 503-231-8187, o si no, estamos aquí en vivo en la cabina de KBU Radio Station, enfrente de los dos principales escenarios de Waterfront Park. Y entonces los dejamos pues con alguna música dentro de nuestra programación. Déjenme recordarles también de que este evento que se está llevando a cabo en vivo ha sido sustituido por algunos programas los que habitualmente tenemos en la radio KBU. Y justamente en este momento que estamos transmitiendo en español, Seguramente tiene que haber alguna persona que estaba esperando encontrar algunos unos programas en español, pero es justo en este momento donde los estamos invitando para que se regresen aquí, si no vía telefónica, en vivo, aquí al parque de el Waterfront Park, para que se vengan y disfrutar de todo este evento. Bueno,
hey, Portland, how you doing out there? Yeah.
Yeah, tonight, keeping in the air.
pantyhose. All right, put your hands together now. Welcome to the stage. Very, very glad to get her in this show. Miss Myrtle Brown.
Thank you. Love you back. And how are you out there? How do women in blues? Too bad, ain't they? We're gonna slow down just a little bit for you, okay?
Them that's not shall lose. For the Bible says, and it still is you. Your mama may have, and your papa can have. God bless a child that's got his own. That's got his own. Now the rich get richer, while the weak one fades.
Little Brown.
Hello, so I am about to interview this fabulous, fabulous band that we heard a little bit earlier today. I have here the Electric Shade of Blue. Sitting here with me is Chris Dengler. He's 17. He's the old guy in the group. But the other gentleman is Jacob Lundgren, Lars Hendrickson, Ben Strom, and they are Electric Shade of Blue.
Electric Shades of Blue.
You guys were fabulous. I heard you guys earlier. You're pretty awesome. How
Thank
long have you.
You
guys been playing together?
For about 2.5 years now.
And what compelled you to come together? Now, I understand all your music is original?
Yeah, we write together, jam together, songs come out of that. We were all musicians and kind of jamming in my basement, and it just worked.
Well, you guys sound like that. You really, really feel each other when you're playing your music. Now, you're the lead singer as well as guitarist, is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
That's right. So let's hear from some of... You've got a couple of other folks here, too. What do you guys got coming up pretty soon?
We're going to be doing the Winthrop Rhythm and Blues Festival, and we're going to close our kind of summer tour off with Bumper Shoot in Seattle, September 3rd.
Well, it sounds like that you guys are really on a roll, so you're getting some interest. You're working on a CD. Tell me about that.
Yeah, we're doing some sessions here this summer, and we're trying to mix some stuff together.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so it sounds like that you're well on your way to actually having a solid band with a wonderful musical future. So how do you feel about playing in front of thousands of people out at Waterfront Park today?
I like it. It was great. It was wonderful. Yeah, I got to thank Peter Damon for having us here at the Waterfront Festival, and it was a lot of fun.
Well, I got to tell you, Peter Damon is a good guy because he sees talent and he brings young talent out, and we love supporting new blues musicians. We need more, so you guys keep up the good work. You've done a fabulous job here today, and we'll look forward to you coming back, okay?
Thanks a lot.
You're very welcome. Have a great day.
Thanks.
It is my medicine. Well, that's okay. Bring you out a heartache. You'll be on your way. It'll sing you in the sunshine after the ride. Let the blues be your healer.
Very much. Very pleased to be here today. Northwest Women Rhythm and Blues is going to bring Kelly back up here to the stage. This is Kelly Halter, first time at the Blues Festival. Show her some warm welcome.
How y'all doing out there? Woo! Y'all ready for some Bo Evil Blues? All right, let's get nasty.
Kelly Halter.
Thank you.
All right, moving on down to, well, of course, Billie Holiday. This is a song that she wrote herself, Billie Holiday, and we'd like to cover that today. Lisa Mann's going to take us in there. Getting up, coming out here. We appreciate it and giving us a listen today, honoring the late, great divas. Brandi Hess! All right then, Will.
Yeah, how many of you out there like Miss Janis Joplin?
Busted flat in Baton Rouge, waiting for a train. I was feeling near as faded as my dreams. Bobby thumbed a diesel down just before it rained. It rode us all the way to New Orleans.
And you're listening to KBOO Portland 90.7 FM.
Welcome, welcome.
92.7 in White Salmon, Washington, and 100.7 in Corvallis. Yes, indeed. Listener-powered community radio bringing you the Blues Fest from the waterfront. I'm Phil G, and with me...
Alicia, we're celebrating our 19th annual Safeway Waterfront Blues Fest. This is a benefit for the Oregon Food Bank.
Absolutely, and we've, as of yesterday, there was over $100,000 raised and over 120,000 pounds of food donated to help folks who are in need, which is one of the great things about this Blues Fest. Another one of the great things about this Blues Fest is that it's perfect weather and
great
music.
Beautiful day
out
here, great crowd, great music. And we're having a wonderful time down here hanging out.
And great people at listener-powered KBOO, come on by, say hi, pick up a T-shirt or a hat or something cool like that. And
hey,
I think we're ready for
next
the next act.
Ellen White.
How many of y'all got animals at home? How many of y'all got them two-legged creatures at home? Ain't nothing but a hound dog quit snooping round my door. Ain't nothing but a hound dog quit snooping round my door. You can wag your tail, I ain't gonna feed you no more. You told me you was high class, but I can see through that. Around my door, yeah. Ain't nothing but a hound dog. You've been snooping around my door. You can wag your tail, I ain't gonna feed you no more.
What about you? We're gonna slow it down and get a little sweet on you.